Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Yeah, people are noticing Indiana football under Kurt Cignetti, and worth the playback here on a Wednesday. The playful banter between IU alum Joe Buck and former UCLA great Troy Aikman Monday night, start of the fourth quarter of the game in Philly after the Hoosier blowout 29-point win over the weekend in the Rose Bowl against the Bruins. Buck kind of played it cool Monday night. It was Aikman back after the commercial break to start the fourth quarter that, kind of opened the door.
I'm a little surprised that you haven't bragged a little bit about
Indiana,
your Hoosiers.
Indiana.
You guys got after us pretty good.
Pretty good.
I like the coach.
Pretty good. Coach Cignetti. Keep your eyes off him, Captain UCLA.
Well, Buck's own version, a little off-key, but a little ad-lib, but, you know, got the job done, huh? Little Monday night entertainment, nonetheless. Charlotte, noon, Big Ten Network, Saturday, 90-degree heat, I'm told, before it's all over. Looking to become 4-0 Indiana for the first time in 4 years. How about Spencer Steer's seventh-inning two-run home run, his 20th of the year? It held up. Reds beat Atlanta 6-5, pregame tonight at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, in golf, -3, you shot a pretty good round, 3 under. In football, gives and takes, you like to be on the plus side. Gabe Johnson's 12th-ranked South Panthers, they're -3 going into week 5 after, turning it over 4 times the other night to 8th-ranked North, losing 31-14. So, entering this weekend at homecoming against Terre Haute South, still finding its way with its decision-making that has got to start to, move itself into a more positive mode here as we now have reached the midpoint of the regular season.
Talking about potential, Joe, because we think we still got a lot of room to learn and grow, but it's just becoming familiar on run fits and situations, right? So we talk about situational defense. I think just learning. We've just got to find that consistency for 4 quarters, get ourselves out of potentially bad situations and be able to finish a half and put ourselves in a position to win.
That's the name of the game Friday night for Gabe Johnson's South Panthers, 12th ranked this week, at homecoming to win and beat Terre Haute South. Well, the Reds won last night 6-5 on Spencer Steer's two-run home run in the 7th inning. They're on the airwaves tonight again, pregame at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.